this Sunday is Hockey Fights Cancer Night at the United Center. And you're invited, of course, to get some tickets or contribute online. Amy kicks off with Eddie Olchek, a cancer survivor, and the Hockey Fights Cancer ambassador and forward Adam Burrish hosting the Purple Carpet at the United Center. It starts as early as 3:45. Atrium doors open at 2:30 for the event. And again, follow this all at ChicagoBlackhawks.com, Blackhawks.com. First 10,000 fans get an Eddie Olchek bobblehead. And Eddie, of course, is a friend of the show and one of your great Blackhawks of all time. Now, Dave, you know this. When I was in Prague, what did I tell you when I came back? I said, yeah, of course I wish we'd beaten the Flyers. But Olli Maatta, this guy's exciting.
You did.
He's everywhere.
He was the first player whose name you mentioned to me.
Everywhere. Well, he's standing by on the phone right now just to prove he's everywhere.
He joins us
now for Breakfast with the Blackhawks. Good morning, Olli.
Good morning, guys.
You are one fast dude. At one point, I looked to my left. He was sitting next to me. He's just everywhere. Listen, I think you're a great addition to the team, and I love the fact that you've got that hockey instinct. You got that puck knowledge. You seem to know where you need to be.
Well, that's a big part of the game, I guess. Like you look at the best players in the league. That's something they do, and it really helps you. You kind of keep focusing on that and trying to position yourself really well on the ice. It helps you so much.
Now, when you were on the Penguins, you and Phil Kessel, I mean, you had something in common you probably didn't want. You're both cancer survivors. You want that part, but not the cancer.
Yeah, you definitely didn't want that.
So tell me about your journey, your story.
Well, yeah, I was that was my second year, and I was really coming after first year, really excited to get the second year going. And you know, just trying to build on the good first year I had, and then in the team physicals before the year, I found out I got a little lump in my neck, and we really didn't think anything out of it, but I ended up getting some more tests done, and it ended up being a tumor, and it was in my thyroid, and that kind of scared me a little bit.
Of course.
It's never easy, but I was really lucky with it. Mine was found really early. It was pretty much an easy protocol and easy procedure we did. And I was in and out. I was out for 3 weeks of hockey, and after that, I was done and back playing. So I was really lucky, but it really got me some perspective what people are going through. I think how lucky I was. Like I can just imagine what other people are going through. With more serious types of cancers.
Well, it has to be a great feeling for you to be part of Hockey Fights Cancer Night coming up this Sunday, and also to be here coming from a franchise where you had success, a two-time Stanley Cup champion, to a franchise where you're playing with guys who certainly know that feeling. Do you see some similarities between the guys you played with in Pittsburgh who had success and won Stanley Cups and the guys you're playing with now?
Absolutely. And I think you're going to see similarities up and down the organization. I think the way they treat the players, the way the day-to-day life here is, everything is towards winning. And players, you see the core group who's been here for all those three Cups, and you can see their work ethic and how they handle those sims every day too. It's just everything's towards winning, and that's the way it should be. And I think when you talk about similarities, that's a big one.
I assume you've played for older coaches, maybe not somebody as young as Colleton, who's not that many years done from being a player himself. Is that a different deal?
Well, everybody's different, and he definitely has a different approach to it. But he's a smart coach. I mean, it's just the way his systems, all his hockey mind. He's a smart coach, and I think he handles the room really well.
As you look at the first couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks of the season now, since that face-off against the Flyers on October 4th in Prague, what do you see as the areas where this team has maybe started to get better, and some areas where you still need to pick it up?
Yeah, well, you look at the games; they're all one goal games, and that can be encouraging at the same time. But I think those are the things we gotta we got to be able to turn around and win those games. That's what good teams do. And obviously the special teams we have to get better at. But I think you can see that it's not all bad. We're doing a lot of good things out there. And it's just about winning those one goal games. And I think we're in a good spot.
How do you like Chicago so far?
Love it.
Got a favorite restaurant yet?
I really like Purple Pig.
Yeah, look at you, Mr. Healthy.
Purple Pig is good.
Sure is.
So, well, we're glad you're here, man, and I'm very impressed. I know it's early, but you look like a perfect addition to this team, and there's chemistry and things that still have to come together. And you know what else there is, G, because you're a big hockey fan? Gelling.
I am.
You got to gel.
Yeah, he's learning that he's fitting in nicely.
Oh, yeah, but the other guys, they got to gel, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there's got to be some gelling.
Yes, it's about the energy and the synergy, Ollie, the synergy.
Ollie, stand by. She's about to pull a muscle trying to find a cliche. All right, so here's the deal. Again, Atrium Doors open at 2:30 for Hockey Fights Cancer Night for the Purple Carpet event. Gates United Center to follow at 4:30. First 10,000 fans get the Eddie Olczyk bobblehead. By the way, Eddie's going to hang around after that ceremony and sign his new memoir, Beating the Odds in Hockey and Life. Is Eddie not asked to come on yet? Viv, you got to get Eddie Olczyk on. It's very difficult. You have to actually call him and say, would you like to come on? And then he'll say yes. But get that book, Beating the Odds in Hockey and in Life, because Eddie's a great story. Hockey Fights Cancer Night. The jerseys the guys wear in the pregame are going to be autographed and auctioned off online to benefit various local cancer-related organizations and the Chicago Blackhawks Foundation. That will start Sunday night and run through Monday afternoon at noon. At any rate, Ole, I look forward to talking to you a lot this season, and welcome to the Blackhawks and to Chicago.
Thanks for having me, guys. Awesome.
Doing great.
Thanks. Yeah, yes. Good dude. And congratulations mostly on the success of beating cancer.
Yes.
I think he's much bigger than that.
He's doing fabulous.